Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. Today's episode is going to be a shorter one because I really want you to think a lot about what I'm going to share with you. And today I want to talk about what your calendar is kind of maybe highlighting around where your priorities are for yourself and for your life. So I'm going to walk you through a kind of a conversation that I had with a client of mine recently. And this is something I really want you to think about. And after you've listened to this, you know, reach out to me and let me know if you might be changing up some ways that you prioritize what is going on your calendar. So let's go ahead and get started.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
All right. So I recently had a conversation with a client of mine. She was going through my time management, organization, and productivity course. And one of the modules or components that I talk about and I teach a lot is the importance of having kind of a visual communication of your calendar with the people that you live with. So if you have a husband, a spouse, kids, a lot of families will put a calendar up on the refrigerator or something where they will put down the activities that are going on. I love it when people even color code. So maybe if you've got two or three kids, you've got one kid that you're using, green, and another kid that you're using orange, and you're kind of keeping track of what activities are happening when. And when I talk about the importance of visual communication, when you are someone that is juggling a lot of things, you got a lot of balls in the air that you're trying to coordinate multiple people's schedules and activities and events and your own, I always think it's great to have some place visually that everybody in your house can come and see to understand, this isn't a place to put every single detailed task list on, but any activity or event that's going on that impacts other people that you live with or requires them to have to be available. So perfect example, you've got younger kids and you need to take them to a soccer practice or a piano lesson. Well, that's going to involve a parent doing that. Or perhaps there is a work call going on at night, a training thing that you need to attend that, now you're not going to be available. Those are the things that you want to put on this visual kind of command center communication hub. Well, she said she had implemented this and she was so excited about it. She's like, I've had this up for a couple weeks, but Megan, I'm still like, I don't feel like I have any less stress. And I feel like I'm still always running around, you know, squeezing in and just not having the time that I need to get the work done that I need to do. She is working on growing a business, but also is still working part-time. So I said, great, let's take a look at this visual calendar. Show me what your command center is. So, you know, got on FaceTime and walked over and went over to her refrigerator, and it was the most beautiful, like one of those big magnetic whiteboards. And she has three kids, and her husband travels quite a bit, or at least did before quarantine, and had all the schedules mapped out. And each kid had their own color. Her husband's work calendar had all of that. And she's walking me through the calendar, and she's explaining, you know, one for each of the kids, her spouse's requirements, all of that. And I, you know, she was done, and she kind of paused, and she looked at me, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm still not getting the time I need." So I asked her. I said, "Where's your color?" And there was a long pause. And she said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, this calendar has every single member of your family listed on it and all the things that are important to them, most of which require you to be able to help facilitate that. Yet I don't see anything on the calendar for you. What's your color?" And it was just dead silence for about 15, 20 seconds. And she finally kind of sat back down, and I said, "You realize that by visually communicating with every member of your family, what everybody else is doing and how you're facilitating that, nowhere on this calendar are you visually communicating with them the things that are important to you and the time that you need for your interest, for your goals, for your activities." And I see this happen all the time, where if you are the one that kind of runs the schedule in the house, and chances are, you know, usually it's the mom or the woman that is doing that, we get so caught up in making sure things are running smoothly and everybody else is having what they need and you're getting them to the right practice and event and school, that suddenly you treat your priorities get shoved into the leftovers. And I think if, you know, when I look back at my life prior to marriage and kids and all of that, you know, my calendar is pretty much all about you, right? There was work, there was a few appointments here and there, and the rest, it was filled with the things that you want to do that are important to you. And then over time, as our life evolves and changes and we, you know, get married, we have kids, and now we have all these other responsibilities, suddenly all those things that you used to prioritize for yourself just start getting moved farther and farther and farther and farther down the list. And you wake up one day and you may be in a position, such as my client was, where she kept the house running, everybody's lives running smoothly, but was literally only allowing herself to have the leftovers to try and build a business, do the things that were important to her, have some space, all of that. And so this is why when I go through my weekly planning process every single week, you can always come join me on my Work Life Harmony community on Facebook. I pop in there most weeks and do live weekly planning. And you will watch when I create my plan for the week. I plug in those non-negotiables, but before I start putting appointments in for everybody else in my family, I make sure that I am creating appointments for myself to be able to do the things that are important to me as well. And when I go and put my weekly calendar up on our command center, I use a Week at a View post-it note that I love. I put the things that are going on that are important to my daughter. So any activities or events that I need to do and remind her that those are there. I put in there anything that's going on that's a, you know, unusual impact to my husband. So maybe if he's going on a trip or something like that, that's going to go on there. But I also put on there events that are happening that week that are important to me. So maybe if I have a, you know, training call or a webinar that either I am giving or I want to participate in, that goes on that calendar as well, because that is just as important and is just as much of a priority to me as are all of the other things on the calendar that I am the one facilitating for others. So if you are somebody that has that kind of command center, whiteboard, whatever scenario you've got at home, I really want you to think through as you are creating your plans over the next week, month, what are you visually communicating with the people that you live with based on what gets put on that calendar? And are you subtly communicating that the things that you want to be doing aren't as important as others because you're not putting them on the calendar? You don't have a color for yourself on your kind of family command center. So I hope that for those of you that maybe feel like you spend all your time every day doing things for others and there's just nothing left and you're kind of giving yourself the leftover time, that this will shift you into some thinking of actually taking the things that are a priority to you, that are important to you, and putting them on the calendar in your color and communicating the importance of those along with everything else to everybody that you live with. Because I think I know for a fact it will help you from a mental perspective, but it will also start to create a subtle shift of mutual support, respect, and appreciation for those different needs across all members of your family. So I'd love to see pictures of any of you have one of those visual command centers. I would love for you to share them out there. Please feel free to tag me on social media when you do it so I can take a look at it. They always give me a lot of joy when I see people that are setting those up. So I hope you guys all have a fantastic week.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworkLifeHarmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.